Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
I think we need to head to the Illinois State Fair. It's going to be a really big auction down there, I understand. A lot of valuable items unclaimed by Illinois residents all be on display there, ready for you to bid on.
Well, the treasurer is with us.
He'll tell us
this
about
it. This is Ask the Treasurer. We've been through so many treasurers, I'm not even exactly sure. But Mike Ferricks is the current treasurer who's in charge of this gigantic... And when you got this job, Mike, you must have thought to yourself, hey, I'm going to go into that big vault where all the unclaimed crap is. And I'm just going to walk through, and I'm just going to bathe myself in it. Like, you know, like when you, those pirate movies, right? Where they throw themselves in a chest, and then, you know, there's beads and coins. I like the idea of that. That is that how that worked with you?
Not quite that way. It is an interesting vault, but everything inside the vault is put away in packages. It's in individual safes within the large safe. So there's no swimming through... piles of coins.
What's the value of all the stuff you're currently holding that you don't have owners for?
Oh, well, total property we have is about $3 billion. This auction coming up on the 17th, though, we estimate a value of about $150,000.
How about we just go with this? The state needs the money. We just go, hey, whatever, you got 24 hours to figure it out. What if we don't have it 24 hours?
That doesn't seem fair.
It's ours.
That's not right.
Oh, I guess not.
So no. We hold on to it forever. It's one of the toughest parts of my job is giving away money. People think that sounds funny, but just imagine, Ro, you went home and you got a letter in the mail that said the state of Illinois wants to give you $1,000. Please just submit this information. What would your response be?
I would love to do it, but it's not so easy to. At least our experience with this, we've all tried this at some point in our lives because there's always something, and you're never quite sure what it is. You have to get the notification of what it's. You just know by going to the website that you're owed something of value, and then you go and you find out, you know, from your office. But then to actually reclaim it, there's like a 3-step process, isn't there?
We have cut down on those steps. I got tired of hearing people say, "Oh, you've got my money. Go ahead and keep it. It's too much of a hassle."
Right.
So we have removed a lot of the hassles. We've used the power of the internet to do searches on people so they don't have to send as much documentation. We're actually doing a database match with another state department to see if we know an address. In some cases, we'll just mail checks. And so last year, we smashed a record. We returned nearly $250 million to people and businesses in Illinois.
It was the largest amount
in 57-year history of the program.
All right, if you think you're owed money, where do you go?
Go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on iCash. Put your name in our database. We find about 1 in 4 people who go to our website find we have something for them.
Wait.
But if we don't have something for you, check for your family. Maybe your parents, your grandparents left something behind and you were unaware of it. Check for your siblings. Wouldn't it be a great thing to do to call your brother you haven't talked to for a while and tell them you found money for him?
Wait, IllinoisTreasurer.gov
.gov, yep.
Slash?
iCash, letter I-C-A-S-H, or you can click on the iCash or unclaimed property buttons on our site. It'll give you a little database. You put your name in there. If you've got a fairly common name, you might want to put an address in as well. If your name is more unique, just put your name in. See what we have. You put your last name in, we might even find something for your relatives.
Let's see here.
Hey, my name came up.
Did yours?
Yeah. Actually, hold on.
I'm checking mine right now.
Hold on. Hey, I got it. Mine already popped up. All right, here we go.
There's a lot here.
Here we go. I got... let's see, I got under $100 from a sole owner.
Yeah.
I think that was under $100. You can file online. You won't have to mail us in anything.
And then I got my insurance company owes me under $100.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's right.
Sometimes someone will cancel a policy and they are owed money back. You get a check in the mail and it looks like junk mail. You think, well, they just didn't get the message when I switched, and checks get thrown away, but the insurance company doesn't get to keep that money. If they can't get it to you, if you don't cash it, they turn it over to us, and then it's my job to get it into your hands.
Right. Okay, so what happens if some of the things you auction off later this month and at the Illinois State Fair? What if later on someone determines, hey, that was an heirloom? I've just come to figured it out that it fell in your hands, and we're missing it now. What happens?
Well, they will be out of luck. They won't get that heirloom back, but they will get the full value that it's sold for at auction. So if the heirloom sells for $500 and they come back to us 10, 20, 50 years from now, they will get $500. That's why we want to get a lot of people to this auction. We want to get bidding wars. We want to get a good price for it. so that someone does come and wants to claim the contents of the safe deposit box, we've gotten a good price for them.
There's a bunch of people stand around.
Live auction. People are bidding.
This is a live auction. We'll have an auctioneer. People will be raising paddles in the air. This is something that Judy Bart Topinka did when she was treasurer at the state fair.
God bless her.
And when I came into office, some people asked me if I'd bring it back. They really enjoyed it. Judy loved the state fair, and we thought this would be a great tradition to start again. And this is our fourth year doing it.
So grab a funnel cake, Ro, and head over there and have an Orange Julius, and then start bidding. What is there that's juicy? What can you tell us?
Well, it depends what your interests are. We have something for everyone. We have coins. We have currency. We have stamps, sports memorabilia. We have jewelry. As a Cub fan, I'm personally interested in a baseball signed by all the members of the 1984 Chicago Cubs team. So you have Ryan Sandberg sign that. That was his MVP year. Rick Sutcliffe, Cy Young Award winner that year. I don't know how much other people value, but that's the one I find most interesting. But if you're a coin collector, we have a $3 Indian head Indian princess coin from 1854. I was unaware before I saw this that we ever minted $3 coins.
Oh, I'd like a $3 coin.
Me too.
What's a $3 coin go for?
About $3. But I think we'll go for we'll probably fetch something significantly higher than that. It's an interesting one. We have tickets from the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition World's Fair. Mm-hmm. We have 18-karat gold jewelry with sapphires. There really is something for everyone. When you go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov, you can also click on our auction and see pictures of a lot of these things. And if you think you might want to bid on it, you think you might want to come to the state fair, auction starts at 11 a.m., but we'll have a preview for 2 hours beforehand.
Okay. All right. Now, while we were talking.
You did a little search on your name?
I did, and I just submitted my claim. Now, but it says here, mm-hmm. you have completed the first step in big cash.
Yeah, sounds complicated.
You should be getting an email.
In reclaiming your property. Your claim is not yet complete.
Oh, gee.
Go to our how-to page for additional instructions. All right, and I guess
you'll be able to do it all online. We don't want people claiming your money, so we want to make sure we're sending it to the right address and it's back to you.
Yeah.
People sometimes don't like the steps they have to take, but I can tell you what they dislike even more is us giving their money to someone else.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and complete this whole thing by the bottom of the hour and see if I can do it. And that, I think, will give people great hope. Don't you, Mike? Don't you, Treasurer?
I do. If you will tell people that this is completed, we will get the check to you by the end of the hour, but we can get the whole process completed and hopefully mailed to you within a week.
Oh,
all right.
We actually have a texter who said that they claimed that I got two checks from them last year, and another one who said I had $700 or $900 coming. Got it in less than 2 weeks, so that's good.
Yeah, like I said, we've made some changes using the power of the internet. Doing some public database sharing. That's really, I mean, when I came in, we returned, I think, our first year about $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
We set a record. The next year, $155. Mm-hmm. Next year, $189. And this year just sort of smashed it because of some of our changes, about $239 million we were able to give back. I got the best job in state government.
Yeah, it's not bad. Michael, the other thing is it seems like most people would know that they have money coming, but these are like, what, insurance policies that return some sort of a premium? Or what are the kinds of things do you have here that most people would maybe not keep track of and be surprised that they actually have?
Well, some people actually forget bank accounts. Some people don't collect their last paycheck. But maybe you were owed a rebate or a refund from a company and it came to your house or went to the wrong address or it looked like junk mail and you threw it away. A lot of money we return come from life insurance policies. Hmm. People take out policies and don't always tell their beneficiaries. So when they die, they don't claim it, but we think that if you buy a policy and you make your premium payments, when you die, someone should receive that money. It shouldn't stay with the insurance company. So we've returned hundreds of millions of dollars in life insurance benefits.
Okay, so I'm going to get this email, and I'm going to have to, it says here, that I have to then get a copy of my photo identification, my state driver's license I can use, right?
And if you have fast track as an option, you can skip that. We will have someone reach out to you and
no, I don't
get,
want to, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. I don't want to do this. I want to do this like anybody else would be doing this. I want to see how this works. It says you also need a social security copy of my social security card. I don't, you know, who has a copy of their social security card?
Nobody.
We need to make sure that's a little clearer that you don't have to. If it's under $100, we have waived that requirement. You should be able to do this completely online without mailing us anything.
All right, I'm going to try that again.
Wait, so if you don't have it, but what if it's over $100?
Now, if it's over $500, we request a little more security. You'll need to mail some stuff to us. But for under $500, that's one of the things we get with Fast Track. You know, if you were to get a mortgage and they do a credit check on you, the bank, through the power of the internet, knows all kinds of things about you. Right. They know where you worked, where you lived. Mm-hmm. And so since this information is available online, we just started using that. We'll do a LexisNexis search to verify that you did live at that location and save you from mailing in a copy of an old power bill or utility bill that you used to have to send in.
Yeah.
And you do require a social security number you have to put in your site, but I suppose you secure that and that we should feel very comfortable giving all of this data you're asking us to give.
You should. We do need a social security number. We secure that. We know how valuable that is. But at the same time, there are people out there with similar names. But a social security number is how we identify it as exactly the proper owner.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm feeling
pretty.
I think I'm feeling good about this. I'm feeling good about my new treasurer. I'm feeling good. I got a lot.
You got coming, Ro?
Yeah, I don't know. It's under. I got two things under $100. So
it could be $2 each.
Yes, I think it's likely to be something like that. But whatever. I mean, it's something, right?
When Mayor Lightfoot went out to New York City to be interviewed by Stephen Colbert, he was a former Chicago resident. We had $16 for Stephen Colbert that Mayor Lightfoot delivered the information to him on his set.
Nice.
Oh, very
good. Did he claim it?
All right. Very good.
I don't believe he's claimed it yet. Okay. Apparently $16 wasn't a big enough incentive for him to go to our website.
That's a funny thing.
All right. All right, Mike. Enjoy yourself at the have a funnel cake, as Anna said.
Mm-hmm. And Orange Julius. Those are my favorite.
Lick the butter cow. I like to go down and do that. They get mad.
My daughter is 10. She likes going. We'll probably end up on some rides. And I think eating so much fried food and then going on a roller coaster is not a good idea.
It doesn't work out well.
Maybe in the other order.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. That's probably right.
Well, yeah, so hopefully some of your listeners will go check our website, illinoistreasurer.gov. If they're interested, State Fair, August 17th, 11 a.m., live auction.
There you go.
Might even see me auctioning off that baseball.
Excellent. Thank you. Mike Frericks, who is the Illinois State Treasurer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Kim now and find out what's happening in the news other than the fact that I'm getting $2 back.
A hospital in the south suburbs, the plan to close, has now declared bankruptcy.